Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. Youth Art Show, Crafts for Mental Health. August 26, the youth and facilitators of Crafts for Mental Health are hosting a youth art show August 26. The event takes place 12 to 3 p.m. at the Place Des Arts building at 27 Larch Street. The event will showcase artwork created by more than 50 youth. Crafts for Mental Health is a free summer program coordinated by the Afro Women and Youth Foundation in collaboration with the Sudbury Workers Education and Advocacy Center, funded through the Arts and Culture Grant of the City of Greater Sudbury. Sudbury Performance Group presents live music at Hilton Garden Inn August 26 and 31 Rodeo Live August 26, Chicks with Picks August 31. Performances are free of charge, and all take place at Hilton Garden Inn from 7 to 10 p.m. More information available through Eventbrite. New Sudbury Days August 27 and 28. New Sudbury Days returns for a 2022 edition on August 27 and 28. Events get underway Saturday August 27 at Twin Forks Playground, 1475 Gary Street. Running 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Included will be the grand opening of the Splash Pad, a pollinator garden presentation, a free barbecue and kids activities, including bouncy castles. The fun moves to place Hirchabyes Park, 1966 LaSalle Boulevard, on Sunday, August 28. Join the Place Hirchabyes Tenants Association and other community partners for a free afternoon of fun, including a pizza lunch, kids activities and the grand opening of a pollinator garden. New Sudbury Days winds up Sunday night, with fireworks at Westmount Park, 109 Kipling Court, at approximately 9 to 9:15 p.m. Bring chairs or blankets. Check out the full schedule of events on the New Sudbury Days website. Ukrainian Garlic Food Fest August 28. The Ukrainian Senior Center presents the Ukrainian Garlic Food Fest Sunday, August 28. Enjoy a variety of garlic nibblers, including perohe, balabushki, savory chicken, homemade sauerkraut with kobasa, meat sticks, baked beans, garlic butter tarts, fudge and ice cream. Garlic vendors will also be on site, including Big Ass Garlic, Simon DeBoer and Off the Beaten Path. The event runs 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 30 Notre Dame Avenue. Visit the Ukrainian Seniors Center Facebook page for more information. Multiple Myeloma March August 28. Myeloma Canada's Multiple Myeloma March is a nationwide event that raises money and awareness for the disease, while bringing local communities closer together in support of one another, continues the release. Sudbury is one of 34-plus communities across the country participating in Myeloma Canada's nationwide event. For Canadians not located near a physical march or who wish to participate on their own, there is also a virtual march option. The local event takes place at Fielding Park starting at 1:30 p.m. August 28. For more information about the march, click here. Skilled Trades Job Fair August 30. A job fair for skilled trades will be held at the Elm Place Mall in downtown Sudbury. The event is being put on by the YMCA of Northeastern Ontario Employment and Immigrant Services as proud to present Skilled Trades Job Fair at the Elm Place Mall, Unit 164-40 Elm Street, the former Designer Depot. The event is to be held 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tuesday, August 30. Parking is available in the Elm Place Mall. Parking passes will be validated. This event is free and open to the public. For more information, visit www.ymcaneo.ca or telephone 705-674-2324. Ribfest September 2-4 after last running in 2019, a popular Sudbury summer festival is making a comeback over the Labor Day weekend, September 2-4. Although the location has been changed to Bell Park's Grace Hartman Amphitheater. Ribfest 2022 features 5 rib teams, down from the usual 6, including Boss Hogs, Ribs Royale, Crabbies, Texas Rangers and a newcomer, Silver Bullet. Ribfest 2022 runs from 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. September 2 and September 3, and 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. September 4. Admission is free. For more information, visit the Facebook event page or website. Art Gallery of Sudbury presents Johanna Westby, Natural contrast until September 4, the Art Gallery of Sudbury's exhibition of Johanna Westby's work, titled Natural Contrast, runs until September 4. Originally from Elliott Lake and now living in Sudbury, Westby is an artist, an illustrator, and a teacher, whose style has been described as bold and unique and revolves around creating and sharing visual expressions of contrasts, which is easily recognizable in her many large-scale public murals and paintings throughout the region. The work in this show, called Natural Contrast, represents an exploration of natural subjects expressed through the abstracted stylization of form and color, said a release from the gallery. The exhibition will feature 39 new artworks depicting the contrasts in our world between chaos and calm, peaceful land paired with dynamic skies, tranquil lakes with radiant sunsets or a moment of stillness as an animal pauses, silhouetted against a vibrant, dancing sky, continues the release. You can find more information about the exhibit at the gallery's website or their Facebook page. Jazz Sudbury Festival September 8-10. The Jazz Sudbury Festival returns this year September 8-10. The venue for 2022 is the New Place Day Arts Building in downtown Sudbury. Performers include Teva Sella Quartet, Tio Corigno, Harvey King and the Grindstone, Ernesto Cervini's Turboprop, S. Mo, Rich Brown and the Nua Bang Quartet and the Heavyweights Brass Band. Tickets for each individual performance range from $25 to $35 depending on the night. Saturday is most expensive, Thursday is least, and full evening tickets are $70 for Thursday night and $90 for Friday and Saturday night. You can get a limited weekend pass for $225, but for $300, you can not only attend all 11 concerts, but the after-party concerts as well, which are missing from the limited pass. You can find more information and tickets on the festival website, found here. STC Youth Education Program's fall term begins September 10. Sudbury Theatre Center has announced its 2022-23 season of educational programming. Registration is now open for the fall term of drama and musical theatre classes, which begins Saturday, September 10. The 9-week term will culminate in a recital for invited family members showcasing the participants' talents. Academy classes are led by skilled instructors with extensive teaching backgrounds. Students are exposed to a wide range of games, exercises, and experiences that are tailored to any skill level. These educational programs contribute to each student's emotional, intellectual, and social development. Participation also helps to develop their self-confidence, problem-solving skills, and fosters creative and critical thinking. Programs for ages 6 and up available. Registration discounts apply when booking more than one class or registering multiple children in the same family. For more information, including registration forms, visit sudburytheater.com/youth. You may also email the box office at boxoffice@sudburytheater.com, or phone the box office at 705-674-8381. Sudbury Performance Group presents comedian John Doerr September 10. Comedian John Doerr, a Conan O'Brien regular, will be performing in Sudbury September 10. Doerr is a talented Canadian writer and actor who has infused his comedic abilities into numerous hit television shows and films. In addition to recently wrapping his stand-up special for Comedy Central, he was the series lead in the CBS pilot, The Half of It, played a memorable guest star role on CBS Emmy Award-winning hit series, How I Met Your Mother, and played a lead role on ABC's How to Live with Your Parents. Doerr has had multiple guest appearances on Conan, Baroness Von Sketch Show, At Midnight, Inside Amy Schumer, and Heart of Dixie. In addition to acting, Doerr has an impressive writing resume that includes the Comedy Network's The John Doerr Show, CBC's Just for Laughs, and HBO's popular Funny as Hell. You can also see John host 8 episodes of the stand-up show on the Comedy Network from July 2019's Just for Laughs Comedy Festival in Montreal. Doerr's performance takes place on Saturday, September 10 at the Trevi Bar and Grill. Doors open at 5:30, with the show at 7 p.m. Tickets are $35 and can be purchased at www.sudburyperformance.ca, in person at the Trevi Bar and Grill, or by phoning 705-662-8518. Valley East Days Sept. 9/11 Valley East Days return Sept. 9/11. Free family fun at the Hanmer Valley Shopping Center, fireworks, live entertainment and more. Country Night on September 9th features Andrew Hyatt, Gil Grand and Roadhouse. Rock Night on September 10th features Glass Tiger, Guns N' Roses Tribute Appetite for Democracy and Supertramp Tribute Dreamer. Tickets for Country Night and Rock Night available online here. Check out the full Valley East Days lineup on the event's website. Maison McCulloch Hospice AGM September 12th. Maison McCulloch Hospice is holding its 14th annual general meeting virtually on Monday, September 12th at 5 p.m. Interested individuals are asked to confirm their participation before noon Tuesday, September 6th by reaching out to Colette at 705-674-9252-222. STC, Yes Theatre presents Into the Woods September 16th, October. 9 Reimagining Stephen Sondheim and James LaPini's iconic masterpiece, Into the Woods, as an urgent interrogation of the necessity of storytelling in the face of the climate emergency. A world grappling with environmental collapse turns to classic children's fairy tales as a way to make sense of its own story. Witness a world driven by the unexamined pursuit of self-interest, as individual wish fulfillment stifles any possibility of collective action. Ultimately, that bill comes due, as consequences of giant proportions tear, happily ever after, asunder. Those left standing must rise above the temptation of crying, your fault, before the last midnight comes, and instead work together to fight for what it is that they want to pass on to the next generation. Production runs at STC September 16th to October 9th. Purchase tickets online here. City of Greater Sudbury Tipping Fee Holiday September 16th minus 24 in time for pre-winter cleaning. Residential tipping fees are being waived at all Greater Sudbury landfill and waste transfer sites from September 19th minus 24. During this time, Greater Sudbury residents can deliver discarded household items to local landfill sites free of charge from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday to Friday, and from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday. During the free week, people are cautioned to expect longer than usual wait times. Cinefest Sudbury International Film Festival September 17th-25. The 34th edition of Cinefest Sudbury International Film Festival runs September 17th-25. Passports and books of tickets are now on sale through Cinefest's website. The film festival's lineup will be released on August 25th. Be sure to watch Sudbury.com for our coverage. The festival is also looking for volunteers to fill a number of positions. Interested applicants are encouraged to visit www.cinefest.com. Volunteers will also receive one complimentary ticket to a film screening of their choice for each shift they work. Terry Fox Run September 18th. More than 40 years have passed, but the annual Terry Fox Run is as much a part of an annual tradition as it ever was, and that is as true in Greater Sudbury as it is anywhere else in Canada. The annual run, which was virtual in the past 2 years in Sudbury because of COVID, is live again this year. Friends and supporters of the 42nd annual Terry Fox Run have already earmarked September 18th as the day to take part in the yearly tribute and fundraiser in honor of the young Canadian who set out in 1980 to run across Canada to raise money for cancer research. The run will be staged locally from the Grace Hartman Amphitheatre at Bell Park with 1 kilometer, 4 kilometer and 10 kilometer routes. Check-in is 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. on September 18th with the actual start time at 10:45 a.m. Check out the local Terry Fox page for up-to-date information. You can also support the Terry Fox Foundation by making donations online. L'Arche Sudbury's 40th Anniversary Pasta Dinner September 20th. L'Arche Sudbury will be holding its annual pasta dinner event once again, this year on Tuesday, September 20th at the Caruso Club. Not only are they celebrating the community and people they love, but the 40th anniversary of the organization. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will begin at 5:30 p.m. with the evening ending at 8:30 p.m. Tickets are $80.59 and can be purchased on the event-specific website. Found here and takeout meals can be purchased for $43.45 on the website and are available for pickup from 3 p.m. onwards. Kidney Walk September 25th. This year's annual Kidney Walk takes place in Sudbury and all over Canada September 25th. As in the past 2 years, the walk this year will take place in a virtual format. Friends and supporters will be encouraged to get out in their local communities for an actual walk and to collect pledges and donations in support of the Kidney Foundation of Canada. Participants will be encouraged to raise funds via social media, family groups, and by holding small group raffles or 50-50 draws or even a yard sale. Supporters are asked to go online to register for the walk and to encourage others to register. College Boreal hosts Madame Bolduc on tour, exhibition until mid-November. Mary Travers, a Depression-era Quebec folk musician, is the subject of a bilingual traveling exhibition called Madame Bolduc on Tour, on display at College Boreal until late fall. You may remember the story of Travers, also known as Madame Bolduc and La Bolduc, from this Historica Canada Heritage Minute. The exhibition, which is free, can be visited Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at College Boreal's Alphonse Desjardins Resource Centre, located at 21 LaSalle Boulevard in Sudbury. It runs until mid-November. Pierogies and cabbage rolls Mondays to Fridays. Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for curbside pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Seniors Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.